This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this non-conference game between your 15-1 McDonald Central Max, 7-1 and tied for first in the Western Clover Belt Conference against the 10-3 Whitehall Norse. They are 7-0 and tied for first in the large Dairyland Conference. We are in the second half of our Twin Bill WOGO Sports doubleheader. You just heard CFM Chippewa Falls Menominee Hockey, a big, big win on the road at Hobbs at the Eau Claire Area Stars, 3-1. Tony Menard's crew putting an emphatic stamp toward the end of their conference season and making a mark in those seeding meetings as well. Congratulations to the Sabres on that big win. And Mark Maloney, McDonald, of course, a non-conference game, but this would be a stamp on their season as well if they're able to beat the team here tonight in Whitehall that brought a lot of players back but knocked this Max team out by 18 points a year ago.
Yeah, I think I was down there with Mark Halverson. I don't know if we did the Whitehall game or who was else was in that tournament. I thought we did Whitehall, but
I believe Whitehall and Durand, we did both. And yeah, McDonald lost both, and to be honest, they weren't pretty losses.
Yes, they were both, yeah, ugly. And I think I did the Whitehall game. I missed the Durand game. But, yeah, that was it was kind of a runaway there, and it just the Max just didn't do anything right. And I'm sure that's in their mind tonight and probably want a little payback.
And again, in a lot of ways, this McDonald team has taken some of those losses they had last year, or close games, and really flipped the script a lot. And they're hoping to do the same against this Whitehall team. They lost 58-40 in a game that they were tied at the half with the Norse, 18 apiece, but then outscored in the second half 40-22. The talented Devin McCune for Whitehall, he's back for his senior season at 23 points, and the superintendent's son Bigley had 10 points in that game. Cannon Huss very efficient in that game for McDonald with 18 points, 3 of 4 from downtown, 7 of 12 from the field, but had 4 fouls, some foul trouble in that game. No one else in double figures. Joey Janis came close with 9 points and 8 rebounds. Eddie Mittermeier had 8 points, was 2 of 7 from 3, and Aiden Misfelt did not score in that game, had 3 assists but 4 turnovers. It was just a tough game for McDonald. They shot under 40% from the field, only attempted 8 free throws in that game, and 38%. They left 5 points at the line there, 36% on 3-point shots, 5 of 14. Only 16 rebounds in that game, too, and that's something that jumps out at you, Mark, because this Whitehall team, they were big last year. They're big again this year.
And they look, just watching them in warm-ups here, I like watching the opponents here, and they look very, very athletic. They're shooting the ball well. They got some springs in their legs, it looks like. They're all jumping high and off the rim there and getting rebounds, and they look like they're ready to play some basketball. And they got some height out there, Caleb. They got some, you know, 6'5 and
6'5 and 6'6 in their starting lineup, along with 6'2, 6'1.
Yeah.
And then 5'9 is the outlier.
Yeah, so the Max are going to have to play some very, very tough defense tonight, so we'll notify that when we get to our keys to the game later on.
McDonald coming off a win against Regis 73-55 last Friday. For Whitehall, they had a week between games. They defeated Alma Pepin last night 67-54. Before that, a loss 1 week ago on Monday to Arcadia at Arcadia 66-52. The Norris are in the middle of a five-game road stretch. McDonald in the middle of a five-game homestand. We'll step out and be back in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports Max Pregame. We'll talk with head coach Tyler Peterson of the Whitehall Norris. A good non-conference game between two conference leaders here on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports live in Chippewa Falls tonight, here with Tyler Peterson, head coach of the Whitehall Norse, as they take on your Max in non-conference action. Coach, a 10-win season so far. This is a McDonald team that you saw in non-conference last time and really got the better of them at your place. What do you think is different about this year's Max team?
I mean, they're a year older. We're a year older as well, so they're shooting very well. Obviously, it's a great streak they have going on right now, shooting-wise, and that makes the team dangerous night in, night out.
Coach, it really seems like last year and this year as well, too, you certainly would have a length advantage, a height advantage. How can you make the most of that?
Yeah, we're going to try and use our length, obviously. That's one of our strengths going through season-wise, wherever we go. I compare ourselves, we're similar to a Fall Creek team that the McDonald just played a couple weeks ago here. And I think we're gonna try and utilize that and try to establish that right off the bat.
What does Whitehall basketball look like if you said this is an ideal game for us?
Establishing the post, knocking down open threes right off the bat, and then penetrating and getting to the free throw line. That's our ideal situation night in, night out.
Coach, this one looks like it could be a lot of fun. Again, two teams with 10-plus wins, two solid conferences. Should be a good non-conference test. We're looking forward to it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It's head coach Tyler Peterson of Whitehall back after this with Coach Schilling of the Max on WOGO Sports.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We welcome you back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports non-conference action here tonight. It's Whitehall against your McDonald Central Max with head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, this is a Whitehall team that has a good program, 10 wins on the year, and they kind of handed it to you last year around Christmas time. Maybe things a little bit different this year, but still, I mean, they're a physical team and they can score.
Yeah, they're always really well coached. I know they got a lot of kids to put a lot of time in during the off season, and they got some size, and Devin McCune's a really good guard that's coming back for them. I think he's been first team all conference every year he's played high school basketball. So they got a lot of kids that have some experience, and going to be a tough battle for us.
What do non-conference games like this do for your team? What do you want them to do for your team?
I think you get to see a little bit different style, especially the, you know, late in the season when you're used to playing conference teams every night. So it's kind of nice to break away, play a team that I played a little bit different, get some different looks. And I think going into the postseason, that's what you want to have seen, is just a lot of different types of teams, and they'll give us a good challenge here tonight.
In this homestand that you're in the middle of right now, Coach, are you starting to see momentum building the way you would like, trying to put solid game together after solid game?
I think so. I think that's the challenge, is just to keep, you know, striving for, you know, improving every single time you come out. The kids have really done a good job, you know, staying, I guess, hungry as far as wanting to continue to improve. We want to be playing our best basketball when the playoffs start, so nobody should be content where we're at, and we just want to keep getting better every time we play.
And finally, Coach, defense is something you've mentioned a lot, as this is a point where we can improve. This is where we want to improve. Is that still the case tonight? Is it rebounding? Where do you want to see the biggest leap in this game?
Well, I think just the rebounding is a huge part of it. Just good ball pressure. I think if we can pressure teams, it allows us to get out and run if we can get some steals. So being consistent with our ball pressure, you know, again, they have another player that's averaging over 20 points a game. So just being able to kind of hopefully give those guys a tough game, these high-scoring guards that we play against, I think, you know, focusing on somebody like that is really going to help us in the playoffs.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Macs back after this with your player introductions and tip-off. This is Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
And it is time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Two teams leading their conferences, McDonald and Whitehall, tonight on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Mark Maloney, a key or two here for the Max.
Again, I think Coach Schilling hit it on the head there. They're going to have to play some really good defense against some very athletic and talented kids that have some experience coming back. So I think the key is going to be, again, tough defense. Make our offense work right away. That'll be a big plus for us to see if we can't get a jump start on them.
Your keys to the game brought to you by Toys and Ford. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Game time is next on WOGO Sports and Max TV. McDonald v. Whitehall right after this.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee. Proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow. Last kick out, Aiden Mitzvelt straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Mitzvelt with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Mardi Gras is back and better than ever at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Mark your calendars for February 11th for the annual Mardi Gras fundraiser, complete with a delicious Cajun-style buffet, casino games, live jazz music, and more. Amazing silent auction items are up for grabs, as well as $4,000 in cash prizes. Support our schools and enjoy a fun night out with friends. Seating is limited. Buy your tickets today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Sponsored in part by Bargain City and Mycon City. Cinemas.
It's time for basketball here at Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you in Chippewa at McDonald Central High School. Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, live on Wogo Radio and Max TV. Back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Thank you to Dawson Halverson, keeping things running smoothly. And also thank you to Val and the Max TV crew. Always honored to partner our WOGO Sports Audio with Max TV. Before the game, I believe we'll have some parents honored, or seniors honored, actually.
Yeah, looks like it's parents' night, seniors' night. Looks like they're going to dress, start Brady Rubenzer there.
Thank you for being great teammates on and off the court. Not only being a good teammate, but a great friend. These last 3 years have been the best I could have imagined.
Juniors are honoring the seniors here.
We'll turn up our crowd mic and see if you can catch it.
Brady. Brady, you taught me how to become a better person. Jamming out to Taylor Swift in the mornings, even though we don't know most of the words. And thank you for all the weird noises during practice. Love you guys.
I spent many years watching you play, and now in your senior year, I get to embrace it with you. There's never a dull moment when you're around. You're not only a brother to me, but a brother to everyone on this team. Thank you for being a leader and showing me the way. I look forward to spending the rest of the basketball season with you. We're excited that you decided to make a long trip overseas to finish your senior year with us. Thanks for sharing your love of soccer with us and teaching us new things. Muchas gracias, Rob.
See
Eddie, as my brother, you inspire me to do my best each day and push me to my limits. You really show me how to be a good player and person. I look up to you on and off the court. You have done great things, and it's just the beginning for you. The only good thing about you leaving is that I get your jersey next year.
Cooper Mitter player there.
Cannon, thank you for being my teammate. I've learned so much more about the game because of you. The practices, the bus rides, and the film sessions. Thank you for being the leader. Good luck to you in the next chapter in your life. You'll always be my favorite salmon. Catch a big one, Cannon.
Aiden, it's been awesome truly getting to know you over the past 2 years. You used to just be that cool fifth grader who was nice enough to pass the football to a little third grade kid. But I've learned so much from you, like what a great work ethic looks like, when to be serious in some moments and have fun in others, how to flex your muscles so they look bigger in pictures, how to act when your dad is mad at you because you destroyed your car engine 60 miles from home. And no matter what Luke says, there isn't a time machine in Eau Claire. You've been a great example for me and so many other people. Thanks, Aiden. Asher, I don't know why it took you so long to finally transfer to McDonald's, but we're glad you did. Thank you for being a great person to be around and challenging your teammates to work hard. Your rebounding is crucial and your threes are cash. Thank you for the weird handshakes and fun chances. You're always willing to take one for the team, except for running lines, doing push-ups, or any other physical work. The one time I recall you actually taking one for the team was my eighth grade year when we were managers, and a ref at the manual game thought that we were challenging his calls. He turned around and yelled at us to cut it out. We looked at each other and did not know what was going on until Mr. Mittermeier turned and started laughing. As the ref ran down the court, Mittermeier turned and said, "Thanks for taking one for the team. Thanks, Carter, for all that you do. Love you, buddy."
And hopefully you were able to pick that up here tonight. It's always great to get a little insight into some of the off-the-court moments, too, these young men are great friends, and I would say lifelong friends, with the bonds that they formed being teammates here. And so on senior night here in Chippewa Falls.
And if I remember correctly, Caleb, last year's senior night wasn't that long. I think there was only one.
There's a lot of seniors. Well, Whitehall will be introduced first this year. They'll start with a senior. They've got a senior heavy lineup as well. Luke Bigley, 6'6", number zero, averages 6.5 points and 3.8 rebounds. Then Devin McCune, he's a 6'2" senior sharpshooter, number one, 20.3 points per game, 8 rebounds, 2.2 steals, and 1.8 assists. These stats are as much as we have available, I believe, through 6 games. Braden Lazowski, a 6'1" junior, 14 points per game, number two, 3 rebounds per game as well. The number 15, 6.8 rebounds per game and 8.3 points per game for Colton Pank. He's another big fella, 6'5" senior. And finally, Seth Lambeck, a 5'9" junior guard, number 24, 8.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 1.8 assists for the Whitehall Norse. They are coached by Tyler Peterson. This is a team that is 10-3 on the year and right now tied with Melrose Mindoro for first in the large Dairyland Conference with a 7-0 record. On the other side for your McDonald Max here on senior night, Aiden Misfelt, the 5'11" senior guard, number one, averaging 9.5 points, almost 4 rebounds per game, 2.8 assists and 2.3 steals, shooting 44% from 3-point range. Aiden Misfelt. And Eddie Mettermeier, the 5'11" senior guard, number three, 20.6 points per game, second on the team, leads the team in assists and steals as well, shooting 48% from three. Keegan Galvez, a 6'5" senior forward, number 22, 7.2 points per game, 3.5 rebounds per game. Brady Rubenzer, number 14, the 6-foot senior forward, averaging 1 point per game. Brady getting the start. And also rounding out the starting five, the guard-forward combo, Cannon Huss, the 6'3" senior, number 33, leading scorer, 21.9 points per game, leading rebounder, 9.6 points per game, almost 3 assists per contest, and just over 2 steals as well, shooting 42% from 3, 56% from the field, and leads the team in free throw attempts. Carter Grill also, boys basketball manager, another one of the seniors for this McDonald team. The Norse are clad in jet black tops and bottoms with Hunter's orange, solid numerals and lettering, orange on the sides of the tanks and sides of the shorts. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering, gold piping, gold accents on the sides of the shorts and tanks as well. Cannon Huss at 6'3" will jump against 6'5" Colton Pank at midcourt. Pank wins the tap, and the Norse will move left to right as we begin. Good to have you with us. You're on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680. Live streaming at WOGO.com for audio. Ooh. Watch and listen to tonight's game via Max TV as well. Keegan Galvez went for a steal and almost took it away up top from Lambeck. For the Norse with a quick three left side. Good for Braden Lazowski, the junior. Three seniors, two juniors in the starting lineup for the Norse. They start off with a 3-0 lead. Again, this is their fifth straight game on the road. Cannon Huss to answer for three, right corner, a little bit too short. And Brady Rubenzer, the senior, tracks down an offensive rebound. Good work there from Brady.
Yes, that's what he's out there for. He's a great practice player. He's getting rewarded as a senior tonight.
Cannon Huss up top to Eddie Mittermeier, right wing, deep beyond the three-point arc. Keegan Galvez back to Eddie. Eddie for three to answer. Hit the back rim. Long rebound pulled down. Gotten away from Pank for a moment, but he retrieves it, and the Norse will move back into the corner. Quick three from the left corner. That good as well. Seth Lambeck, another junior, and a pair of juniors with a pair of threes for the Norse. It's 6-0 Whitehall. Keegan Galvez shoots a pass to Cannon Huss at the high post. Huss, runner, no, taps it out. Retrieved by Pank of Whitehall, and the Norris will move again.
Good shots on offense there. They're just not going down.
90 seconds into this game, 6-0 Whitehall, and a quick foul by Eddie Mittermeier.
Oh, I think they're going to put that on Cannon.
So Cannon Huss picks up his first, and he had some foul trouble against Whitehall last year. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald needing to tighten up a bit defensively here. In the corner, Keegan Galvez almost got a piece of the pass. Kevin McEwen has not shot yet. He's their leading scorer, over 20 per game. A flip out to McEwen. He'll try a three, hit the front rim. Rebound pulled down by McDonald after Bigley and Pank may have knocked it away from one another.
Yeah.
Keegan Galvez left corner, slides it down to the left block. Cannon Huss in a double team. Kick out, Eddie Mittermeier straight on for a three. Front rim, no. Rebound Pank of Whitehall.
A little cold there on our three so far.
Long look ahead to McEwen. No look pass into the left corner. Pull up from 17 feet. Good for Seth Lambeck. And the Whitehall Norris have come out shooting 8-0. They lead McDonald in the early going.
They're putting a little full court 1-2-2 pressure on.
Misfeld to Eddie Mittermeier. Back to Misfeld across the timeline. Touch pass to Cannon. Huss, and turnover in the corner as Misfeld skipped it out of bounds. Jordan Sikora will come in for Brady Rubenzer. Sikora, one of the typical starters, a sophomore guard, 6'2", number 24, averaging 2.3 points, almost two rebounds, almost two assists per contest.
Brady did a nice job out there. He's got a few offensive rebounds, got a couple of tips there that almost ended up our way.
Max down 8-0. Sikora almost knocked the ball loose in the left wing. Rotate left side. That's Devin McEwen. McEwen has it in the left corner. It's fellow number one, Aiden Misfels. Moves it up top for Lambeck. Don't want to leave him open. McEwen driving baseline, drops off a no-look pass. Up and in for two, Luke Begley. And it's 10-0, Whitehall.
They move the ball very well. McDonald's in their 2-3 zone on defense. And Whitehall just moves the ball very well against it.
Mittermeier up top. Drops a bounce pass to Keegan Galvez. Galvez running baseline and a runner. Good for Galvez. And McDonald gets the goose egg off the scoreboard. Keegan coming off 16-point and 10-point outings. McDonald trails by 8, 10-2. Kuhn in the right corner in front of the McDonald bench. Driving baseline. Fell to a knee. Regains his balance. Pull up from 6 feet in the lane. Bounce off the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Aiden Misfeld. He'll fight it out to Eddie Mittermeier. Now McDonald with numbers if they want him. 4-on-2. Mittermeier down the lane. Kick to Keegan Galvez right corner. Galvez up top. Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld deep three. Left of the circle. Money. Money Misfeld with another hit from downtown. And McDonald has cut the lead in half. 10-5.
Won't take him long shooting like that.
Across the timeline. Braden Lazowski, right corner, Lambeck thought about a three, pass tipped, up top, that's Bigley. Bigley will drop it off on the left wing. Braden Lazowski, high pass over to Lambeck. Lambeck against Eddie Mittermeier to Lazowski, straight on. Has a deep three if he wants it, we'll put it on the floor instead. Picks up the dribble outside the arc, long pass, picked off by Keegan Galvez. Keegan on the run, down the lane, hit hard, scores. Looked like he thought about throwing it down instead. Two hands. Up with the layup, controls it.
He wanted a guaranteed 2 points, I think, on that one.
McDonald 7 in a row, and now Whitehall turns the ball over far side of the floor. Grant Olson will come into the game, number 10. Or excuse me, number 11, Grant Olson, and also number 10, Preston Schroeder, a pair of juniors for the Whitehall Norse. Donald, 7 straight points. They trail 10-7. Pass knocked out of bounds by Whitehall, the long arm of Luke Bigley. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Eddie Mittermeier falling away for the tie. Got it. 10 straight for McDonald.
Answered him right back.
12:48 and counting. 10 apiece. Here at home, Eddie Mittermeier goes for the steal. Bigley able to pull it away, straddling the arc. Out left side, Braden Lizowski. Now Mittermeier with the steal.
Down the lane, Eddie, layup good.
Five for Eddie Mittermeier. First lead of the night for McDonald, 12-10, and it's a 12-0 run for the Mavs.
Well, I thought was taking pretty good care of the basketball, but they turned it over three times.
Tough shot inside to tie the game from Devin McCune. That's his first bucket. McCune with a reverse layup going left to right. 12 apiece. Stops the bleeding a little bit here. Cross-court skip, Aiden Misfelt. Right corner. Eddie Mittermeier up top. Loops the left side for Jordan Sikora. Finds Aiden in the left corner. Aiden traversing just outside the paint. Runner, little contact. No, offensive rebound out to Keegan Galvez for three. Got it! Keegan Galvez! His fifth three-pointer of the season. He was 4 of 8, 50% from downtown coming into this game, and Keegan playing with some confidence these last three games in particular.
Whitehall's in a 1-2-2 zone defense against us.
15-12 McDonald. Follow-away shot from 6 feet is no good for Preston Schroeder. Now Cannon Huss will push. Huss up top, crosses over on his man, outside the lane, runner, and they'll throw it off with an offensive foul. Nifty Euro step for Cannon Huss, but he knocks his defender to the ground. Is that his second foul?
Probably the right call there. I think so. Huss was standing pretty still when he came in.
So that's Huss's second foul, so he's going to have to sit for a lengthy period, you would think, here in the first half.
Yeah.
Carter Stelter comes in, 6-foot senior forward, number 20. Averaging 2.4 points per game. Miles Flanagan, the 6'3" junior center, number 44, 2.3 points, 2.7 rebounds. 15-12 McDonald, but their leading scorer now on the bench. Grant Olson left wing, a bounce up top. That's Preston Schroeder. Up top, Eddie Mittermeier almost able to knock it free. Devin McCune for Lambeck. Mittermeier again knocks it away into the McDonald bench with 10:57 remaining.
Yep, McDonald staying in the 2-3 zone defense.
McCune loops it into the backcourt. Grant Olson, left wing against Jordan Sikora. One bounce, took an extra step, I thought. Maybe I didn't see something quite right. Devin McCune, left corner. Long pass across the court. Carter Stelter jars it loose. Out of bounds, will stay with Whitehall. Good work there by the senior on senior night.
Good hustle there by Carter.
Whitehall across the timeline, 15-12 McDonald. Just over 10.5 minutes to go here, first half. This non-conference game, Large Dairyland versus the Western Clover Belt. Two teams at the top of their respective conferences. Nice. The backcourt over and back violation called on Whitehall. And I believe the Whitehall player, Grant Olson, I don't know if he thought it was tipped, but the officials saying no.
Yeah, I think they looked at each other, the two officials.
Asher Rozowski and Cooper Mittermeier now into the game. Asher Rozowski, another one of these talented McDonald seniors, the 6-foot senior guard, number 34, 2.8 points, 1.6 rebounds per game. Cooper Mittermeier, 5'9", sophomore guard, number 0. And Cooper just under 3 points per game. Pass stolen in the corner. Rozowski trying to find Carter Stelter. And Whitehall with McCune moving across the timeline to Lambeck, right corner. Back to McCune, back to Lambeck, to the right just beyond the arc. McCune holding in front of the McDonald bench, puts on the floor with the left hand. Hard into the paint, tough shot with the left hand, no. Tip won't go, Carter Stelter battling for the rebound. Call a travel on Carter. Didn't know that he possessed the ball long enough to travel with it. Some height comes back in with Luke Bigley for the Whitehall Norse, trailing your McDonald Max 15-12 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Inbounds thrown up top to McCune. McCune puts on the floor with the left hand, runs one up with the right hand from the left side. Devin McCune stumbling to the basket, but pulls the Norse within one.
That might have been a travel call.
I kind of thought so, too. Eddie Mittermeier across the timeline to brother Cooper. Gives it back to Eddie, right of the circle. Asher Rozowski holds high on the right. And Asher Rozowski called for a travel. Did they say he changed his pivot foot?
Hey, boy.
I'm not sure.
I didn't see that one either.
I'm not sure. I thought I saw a travel on the other side, and I didn't see a travel on the right side. So my view just must be obstructed.
They missed them, too. They missed the travel down here and called a ticky-tack travel if there was one there.
Now Bigley in rhythm for three. Clanks off the front of the iron. Carter Stelter with the rebound. Eddie Mittermeier streams across the timeline. Mittermeier into the lane. No-look pass to Cooper. Left corner. Open look for three. Money!
Nice to see Cooper hitting him.
That's his 13th of the season. 18-14 McDonald. Brother-to-brother connection there. Now Whitehall. Looking to the post. Can't get it there. Instead into the corner. Deep three falling away from the right corner. Back bracket. No. For Braden Lazowski. Donald with a four-point lead, looking for more. Eddie Mittermeier up top, bounce to Cooper Mittermeier, back to Eddie up top. Rotates right side, Asher Rozowski. Asher a bounce, Eddie holding just inside that Bulldog logo. Back to Cooper Mittermeier on the left wing, Eddie near midcourt. Right side, Asher Rozowski, looking for Carter Stelter running along the baseline. Stelter up top, Eddie Mittermeier, deep three, right of the circle! You bet!
You can't leave him that wide open, and he was 5 feet beyond the arc.
21-14 McDonald after trailing 10-0 early. Bigley, cross-court skip to Lambeck. Leaves it for Lazowski. Lambeck in the right corner. Carter Stelter right in his grill, and an offensive foul called on Whitehall.
I get the 15 on that one.
Well, at Grace Home, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. That's ghr-ec.com. McDonald breaks light backcourt pressure. Eddie Mittermeier right corner. Asher Rozowski up top. Slides a bounce to Cooper Mittermeier on the left wing. Cooper picks up his dribble. Finds Eddie Mittermeier on the logo at midcourt. Asher Rozowski right side. Leaves for Cooper Mittermeier, back to Asher. Asher looks at the three, takes the three. Front rim, no. Rebound batted to Carter Stelter, and he lost it along the baseline. Oh, he had it for a moment.
Yeah, he did.
Miles Flanagan. And Carter, I think, is making a case that it may have gone off.
Somebody knocked it out of his hands.
The officials confer, and they will not agree. Carter made him pause, though.
Yeah, made him talk a little bit. That's looks like Rick Prince and Jeff Prince, and I don't know who their partner is. That's the referees there from Colfax.
For Colfax. 7:24 remaining in the first half, 21-14 McDonald. They scored 21 of the last 25 points in this game, if you would believe it. McCune up top, drops to the left block, extended, that's Pank. Back out to Bigley. Bigley tries another three. That rattles in and out. Pank fighting for the rebound. Flanagan knocks it to Stelter, and Stelter leaves it for Rozowski. Hands off to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier across the timeline, shoots to Cooper Mittermeier, left corner. Cooper bounce back to Rozowski. To Eddie Mittermeier, they're going to close out on him now.
Yes.
Miles Flanagan at the right block. Drops it out to Carter Stelter. Rotates. Cooper Mittermeier, left corner, pocket three, back rim. No. Carter Stelter can't get the rebound because Cooper Mittermeier gets to it first. Another offensive rebound for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier left corner. Finds Carter Stelter just inside the left elbow. Tried to put a pass through traffic. And Flanagan has it taken away from him by Bigley. Long lead feed ahead to Pank. And he's fouled by Flanagan going up. Shot won't go, but Pank going to the line for two. No easy baskets here at home, says Miles Flanagan. That's his first foul, team's third. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. No good on the first free throw for Colton Pank. He'll take another one. Keegan Galvez back into this game. Second free throw is good for Colton Pank. That's the senior's first point. 21-15 McDonald. Now with Aiden Misfelt, Keegan Galvez, Eddie Mittermeier, Carter Stelter, and Cooper Mittermeier, the five on the floor. Aiden Misfelt, long cross-court skip pass. Keegan Galvez leaves it for Cooper Mittermeier, back to older brother Eddie. Eddie Mittermeier for Cooper, left wing. Cooper thought about a three. Bounce to Eddie Mittermeier. He'll think about a three. He'll take a three. He'll make a three. Right wing, Eddie Mittermeier, his third triple. And Whitehall wants a timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. It's 24-15 McDonald.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Your McDonald Max have scored 24 of the last 29 points in this game with 6:09 remaining after trailing 10 to nothing.
Yeah.
It's 24-15 the Max.
The Max have switched up to man-to-man defense now.
Far side of the floor, Braden Lazowski. Right in front of the McDonald bench, checked by Aiden Misfeld. Down to the baseline, maybe stepping on the baseline. Yes,
yep.
Pink. It's one of those big sneakers on the end line. And possession goes back to the Max. Again, thank you for joining us. Second half of our Wogo Sports doubleheader earlier on. We had CFM Hockey, a big win at the Eau Claire Area Stars. 3-1, that road win for Tony Menard. And the girls definitely helping their seeding positioning for sure. Congratulations to Chippewa Falls Menominee girls hockey. Grant Smiski on the floor for the first time tonight. Smiski, the 5'10" sophomore guard, number 5, averaging just under 2 points per game. Smiski has it on the right wing. Up top to Eddie Mittermeier, loops it left side into Misfeld. Drops it short corner. Carter Stelter finds Keegan Galvis, cutting hard to the hoop, short with the left hand. Keegan goes spilling to the floor. And Eddie Mittermeier takes the pass away and a wide open pass to the basket. Oh my goodness, a little bit of a bobble by Grant Olson, and that was all the opening Eddie Mittermeier needed.
The refs were kind of looking at what was going on down the other end, and somebody wanted a travel call, but Eddie went in for the...
Now Olson loses it in the paint, but a call going against McDonald here.
A little late call on that foul, but...
As Jordan Sikora will come back in, and this is against Carter Stelter. That's the fourth on McDonald, and the first on Carter Stelter. Just one whistle so far against Whitehall. And this will send Grant Olson to the line, shooting two here.
Yeah, how was that even a shooting?
I've been flummoxed a few times tonight, so I'm just going to say my viewpoint must not be the same as that down on the court. First free throw is no good for Preston Schroeder. Excuse me, for Grant Olson. Some might say ball don't lie. Not me, but some might. Make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community. Second free throw is good for Grant Olson, 26-16 McDonald. Again, each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Eddie Mittermeier wants the ball on the left wing.
And then they call it for a carry.
Called against Grant Smiski. My head was down. I didn't see it.
That was, again, another ticky-tack call, I think.
Well, Whitehall has some opportunities here. They're trailing 26-16 after scoring the first 10 points of the game. We have another whistle and an offensive foul called against the Norse. And that one is against whom? It's the second whistle on Whitehall, and that's the second foul on one of their starters, Colton Pank.
I think there was a fan down here that wanted them to call a carry call on Whitehall.
I would be inclined to agree, actually, with that one. But we're not going to make the officiating the story. We appreciate all of our officials because, again, no games without officials. So
they just picked up, Bagley just picked up a foul.
So the foul's starting to pick up a little bit here. Bigley, that's his first. Third on Norse. Eddie Mittermeier will inbound right in front of that Whitehall bench. Goes to Keegan Galvez. Into Misfelt. Long, dangerous cross-court pass. Tipped in the backcourt. Eddie Mittermeier will retrieve. It's a tip by Lambeck, so no over and back. Eddie will bounce to Grant Smisky, left wing. Leaves it up top for Eddie Mittermeier. Throws back to Grant Smisky. Outside the arc. Drops it up top. Mittermeier back to Grant. Grant looking to the post. Drops to Keegan Galvez along the baseline. Dangerous pass by Galvez, and that's stolen by McCune. McCune, as Eddie Mittermeier slips, and Mittermeier will commit the foul.
Yeah, he
just lost his balance there.
What a correct call there.
So that's the fifth on McDonald. Just one more to give. Final 3:55 of this half. First on... Well, they're calling that one on Grant Smisky. Excuse me.
Oh, they did.
Huh. Runner just outside the lane. Rattles in and out. Pank grabs the rebound, but a foul underneath first.
Yeah, yep. Put that one on Jordan.
Jordan Sikora, his first, team's sixth. Six fouls against McDonald, three against Whitehall here in the first half, 3:47 to go. Bigley throws up top. That's Schroeder. Schroeder has his pass attempt to Bigley knocked out of bounds by Eddie Mittermeier. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High McDonald High School Athletics on WOGO for over three decades. White City Glass. Keegan Galvez takes his seat. Flanagan back in for McDonald. And Cannon Huss has been sitting since about the 11-minute mark after he picked up his second foul.
They're playing well without him. Everybody's picking up the pace here.
Bigley just inside the arc, left wing. Grant Smisky right in his face. Bigley puts it on the floor at the foul line. Nice dump pass down low. Up and in for two. I believe that was Preston Schroeder.
Yes, it was.
That's his first basket. 26-18. McDonald's lead whittled down to 8. Left side, Grant Smisky. Floats it back up top. Eddie Mittermeier. Bounce to Grant on the left wing. Drops left block extended. Flanagan. Flanagan has his pass knocked away by Bigley, but out of bounds. And Cannon Huss will come back in here with 3:01 to play.
He plays smart here and doesn't pick up a third with 3:01 left.
So Misfelt, Huss, Eddie Mittermeier, Miles Flanagan, and Jordan Sikora. Right now the five on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling. So he traversed under 3 minutes to play, an 8-point lead for the Max, 26-18. Jordan Sikora up top near the logo. Bounce at the high post. Cannon Huss rotates Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. Left wing. That one nicks off the front of the rim. Knocked down a bounce to Whitehall. Aiden Misfelt battling for it underneath.
Good look. Good shot. Aiden almost had the rebound.
Across the timeline. McDonald trying to trap Brayden Lazowski. They'll kick out for McCune. McCune good on a jumper from 16 feet right wing. Good stroke there. Six for McCune, and six is the lead for McDonald, 26-20. Bulls have traded some runs here. Misfelt, Eddie Mittermeier across midcourt. High post look to Cannon Huss. Huss puts it on the floor, goes in hard, muscles one in, counted in the foul. Hooping hard for Huss.
And that's going to be Pank's third.
And how many times have we said that this season? Huss. See if he can get cooking again. The foul trouble, that's just his first basket. It's 28-20 the Max. Cannon on senior night. The free throw is perfect. 78% foul shooter, 29-20. McDonald with 2:16 left. And Pank will now take a seat with his third foul. Team's fourth, by the way. McDonald, some three-quarter court pressure. Not real tight.
No.
Kick to McCune, right wing three. Wow, he's feeling it now. McCune from Seth Lambeck.
He's got a good
shot. He has 9 points. McDonald lead is down to 6 again. Eddie Mittermeier across the stripe to Cannon Huss. Huss attacks the basket, high off the window. No, Cannon fighting for the rebound. Kicked out to Eddie Mittermeier, who took a shot right in the face. Inadvertent, but Eddie will just kind of shake that one off, but scrambling for the basketball, Braden Lazowski, and Eddie took one right across the chops.
Yeah, good hustle foul there by the Whitehall kid. And Eddie was just in the way. You know, good call by the official.
So Aiden Misfelt will inbound. He'll throw to his outlet in the backcourt, Jordan Secor, with a minute 43 left, 29-23 McDonald. Good one brewing here in Chippewa Falls. Secor, one bounce, back up top to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt finds Flanagan. Flanagan touch pass, Jordan Secor, left corner. Jordan, runner off the glass, and a nice touch for the McDonald sophomore from the left wing. 31-23 the max. Cannon Haas takes away an errant shot, then has to track it down in the left corner as bodies go flying everywhere. Cannon across the logo, floats Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier, good head fake, driving baseline, loops it out. Flanagan from Secora drives in hard. Flanagan's shot won't fall from just inside the paint.
Good ball movement, good shots.
60 seconds to play. McCune spinning, pulls up from 15. Wow. Devin McCune heating up here. Again, a six-point lead for McDonald, 31-25. Cannon Huss across the timeline for Eddie Mittermeier on the left. Eddie up top, bounce to Cannon at the high post. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt in rhythm for three, right side. Yes!
Second, third.
Aiden Misfelt, his 27-3 of the season, 34-25 McDonald. Now McCune slides a bounce down low. Tough shot, wild shot, doesn't hit the rim from Preston Schroeder. Push ahead and Bigley with a steal, but saves it right back to McDonald. Flanagan has it, it's loose on the floor. And a foul. And the Whitehall fans don't like that one on the scramble.
Yeah.
But a whistle going to be called against whom?
Number one, I believe. I don't know if it was on one or ten.
That's 10, so that's Preston Schroeder, team sixth, so team fouls even at six apiece, and Cannon Huss thought he was going to check out. He's not. Miles Flanagan is. Carter Stelter going to come in, final 21.1, 34-25 McDonald, and Huss will trigger it in. Throws to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier drops down to Carter Stelter, out to Cannon Huss. Good head fake. Huss, his progress stopped as we have a whistle. And a hold on Schroeder, and that will send Cannon Huss to the line. Shooting a 1-1. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry. 15.7 to play, a 1-1 opportunity here for Cannon Huss, sitting on 3 points right now. Free throw is good. Cannon says, I'll take a chance to climb a little closer to my average with the clock stopped. 35-25.
He's got a beautiful shot from the free throw line.
Second free throw for Huss. Great rotation. Rattles in the second. And now Huss will exit with 15.7 left just to prevent that third foul. And McDonald with a 36-25 advantage. If we didn't mention, a 58-38 win for the Max JV before this one. CFM Hockey took care of business against the Eau Claire Area Stars, 3-1 on the road. In the first half of our WOGO doubleheader, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, as Whitehall will inbound. Lambeck just inside the right elbow, up top to McCune. McCune, head fake, in the lane, pulls up from 8 feet. Someone got a piece of that. Put back for Whitehall, no. Clock down to 2 seconds. Another putback attempt hits the underside of the backboard, and McDonald in the scramble at the end. There were at least four, if not five, shot attempts from Whitehall, but the Max go into the break, leading 36-25 after trailing 10-0 to start this contest. Coming up, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Max Basketball leading by 11 at the break. We are back in 3.5. You're on WOGO Sports. Stats, highlights, analysis, and Mark Maloney's military shout-outs all ahead.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Food Court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Well, some smiles from the McDonald faithful here tonight. There was a little trepidation here on senior night early going. Of course, a full 18 minutes left, but McDonald down 10-0. The boys on the floor certainly showed no flinch as they came back with a 12-0 run and now lead at the break 36-25, Mark.
Yes, and it was great. I mean, Whitehall was doing a great job in the beginning. They were moving the ball well against that 2-3 zone, but McDonald caused quite a few turnovers. I think I got Whitehall down for 8 turnovers in the first half. McDonald had about 5. So... I think that zone defense, and then coach mixed it up when the Whitehall coach called a timeout. Coach Schilling kind of, okay, he's going to plan against something against his zone, so he's going to switch it up and go man-to-man. That's always a great strategy, because then the coach comes out and goes, oh, wait a minute, we had a play set up for against your zone, and now he's in man-to-man. That's always fun to watch these coaches kind of battle each other that way. And again, the defense is where McDonald's living and dying from. Their defense has been really, really tough all year. And against this good Whitehall team, I'm very impressed with their defense. Offensively, yeah, we turned the ball over a couple times and started penetrating the ball really well against their 1-2-2 zone defense. And hopefully we can get some more points out of that.
McDonald has had 6 players score in the first half. Seven have scored for Whitehall. Here's how the scoring looks. Devin McCune, he's a talented player, the 6'2" senior with 11 points in the first half. That's a team high for the Norris. Then Seth Lambeck, who was hot early on, hit a three and a long two with 5 points. Three for Braden Lazowski, and then two for Luke Bigley and Preston Schroeder, one apiece for Grant Olson and Colton Pank. On the other side for McDonald, Eddie Mittermeier, 13 points. Again, as Cannon Huss was absent for a good chunk of this first half with foul trouble. Eddie with 13 points, three made threes, then six for Aiden Misfeld, both from beyond the arc, seven rather for Keegan Galvez, who also hit a three, his fifth of the season, now over 50% from three-point range. Cannon Huss with 5 points late going in the first half, three for Cooper Mittermeier and two for Jordan Secor. It's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
They want him. 4-on-2. Mittermeier down the lane, kick to Keegan Galvez, right corner. Galvez up top, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld, deep three, left of the circle. Money! Money Misfeld with another hit from downtown.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Eddie Mittermeier falling away for the tie. Got it. 10 straight for McDonald. Right corner. Eddie Mittermeier up top. Loops the left side for Jordan Secor. Finds Aiden in the left corner. Aiden traversing just outside the paint. Runner. Little contact. No. Offensive rebound out to Keegan Galvez for three. Got it. Keegan Galvez. His fifth three-pointer of the season. Now Bigley in rhythm for three. Planks off the front of the iron. Carter Stelter with the rebound. Eddie Mittermeier streams across the timeline. Mittermeier into the lane. No-look pass to Cooper. Left corner. Open look for three. Money!
Nice to see Cooper hitting him.
Eddie holding just inside that Bulldog logo. Back to Cooper. Mittermeier on the left wing. Eddie near midcourt. Right side, Asher Bozowski. Looking for Carter Stelter, running along the baseline. Stelter up top, Eddie Mittermeier, deep three, right of the circle! You bet!
You can't leave him that wide open, and he was 5 feet beyond the arc.
And Galvez leaves it for Cooper Mittermeier, back to older brother Eddie. Eddie Mittermeier for Cooper, left wing. Cooper thought about a three. Bounce to Eddie Mittermeier. He'll think about a three, he'll take a three, he'll make a three! Right wing, Eddie Mittermeier, his third triple. High post look to Cannon Huss. Huss puts it on the floor, goes in hard, muscles one in, counted in the foul, hooping hard for Huss.
And that's going to be Pank's third.
And how many times have we said that this season? And one brewing here in Chippewa Falls. Secor, one bounce, back up top to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld finds Flanagan. Flanagan touch pass. Jordan Secor left corner. Jordan runner off the glass and a nice touch for the McDonald sophomore from the left wing. 31-25. Cannon Huss across the timeline for Eddie Mittermeier on the left. Eddie up top. Bounce to Cannon at the high post. Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld in rhythm for three. Right side. Yes!
Second, third.
That's how the first half sounded here in WOGO Sports, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store in Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Our halftime tradition now, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and we'll start off with Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base and our daughter-in-law, Linda, and our granddaughter, Rosalie. We're actually heading that way Saturday night. Caleb, we're going out there. Lita's going to help out with their second baby on the way and having a couple of little problems out there, but Lita's going to go out and help them out. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kabishik is at Holloman Air Force Base, just on his way back from a tour in Greece and Italy. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base, heading over to Japan here in June. Greg Hovland and his wife expecting their first child down at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Passon-Bovey with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minneapolis, along with Kristen Levesser Davis is with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen out of Security Forces out of Fairchild. Jordan Chartran in the Army just talked to his mom, and he's still out at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Brandon Anderson is in Colfax and active duty in the Navy. And Noah Stewart is a Chi High grad down at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo is a Chi High grad in the Marine Corps stationed in Hawaii. And Matt Pulver is flying the reconnaissance RC-135s out of Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-Hi grad with the Merchant Marines. And I still haven't got them all yet, so I love this list. Let's add to it. And, again, a huge thank you to all of our military out there.
Mark Malone's military shout-out is one of our halftime traditions. McDonald leading 36-25. They'll start out with the basketball. Cannon Huss has a deep underneath the hoop. Pank is back out there with the three fouls. Cannon came up a little bit short on the shot. And the ball knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with McDonald. Give us time to let you know that just across the street here tonight, congratulations to Chi-Hi senior Mason Minarski, who just eclipsed 1,000 points for his career. Again, a phenomenal career for Mason Minarski, and hoping it keeps going. A deep playoff run for Chi-Hi, but congratulations to Mason. He is a phenomenal athlete, very unselfish player as well on the basketball court and the gridiron. Keegan Galvez has his shot blocked out of the inbounds from the left block. Driving along the baseline. Pass dumped out to Seth Lambeck from McCune. Lambeck now has on the right side. They leave him open for three. He'll hit the side of the rim. Rebound batted away, and Eddie Mittermeier retrieves it. Push ahead, Keegan Galvez. Galvez deep down the lane for two.
Stuck down the sideline.
So original starting five for McDonald. Excuse me, not the original starting five, as a pass is thrown away for Bigley. He's 6 foot six. It's tough to overthrow him, but they did. Brady Roombenzer on senior night did start tonight, but the typical starting five for McDonald out there now: Jordan Sikora, Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfelt, Keegan Galvez, and Cannon Huss. Minute gone by, second half. McDonald led 36-25. At the break, they lead 38-25 right now.
Misfelt, nice job breaking that press.
Jordan Sikora near midcourt. Couple test bounces left side for Misfelt. They'll leave him open for another three. Not a good idea, but that one bounced in and out.
I think Aiden had that one in the books.
Bigley up top, taps the brakes. Right side for Seth Lambeck. Lambeck's shortest player on the floor for Whitehall at 5 foot nine. Everybody else over 6 foot. Right side, the 6 foot six, Luke Bigley. Up top for Lambeck. Lambeck slides a bounce to McCune, right at the circle. McCune was hot in the first half with 11 points. Quick three, left side, back rim, no, for Braden Lazowski, the junior. Jordan Sikora picks up his dribble. Long cross-court skip, going up high with a two-handed catch. Aiden Misfelt. Mittermeier leaves it up top for Jordan Sikora. 2 minutes gone by. Mittermeier open for three. Online! Snap the twine!
That was right on. I love this vantage point we got, Caleb, because that looks so good.
That was the fourth ready. Mittermeier, 41-25. McDonald up 16. McCune driving baseline. Tough reverse shot. Won't go down with the left hand. Rebound batted by Cannon Huss to Aiden Misfelt. Aiden crosses over near midcourt. Lost it for a moment, and timeout taken by Coach Schilling. We'll be back in 30 seconds. McDonald up 16. Early going second half on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Huss kick out, Aiden Misfelt straight on for three.
He got another one. Aiden Misfelt with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. Second half of our WOGO doubleheader, CFM Hockey. Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan had the call earlier on this afternoon. A podcast will be available tomorrow at WOGO.com. A big win for Tony Menard's squad. They go on the road to Hobbs and defeat the Eau Claire Area Stars 3-1. A game critical in seeding. 41-25, McDonald trying to pick up a big non-conference win here tonight. Jordan Sikora up top, no-look pass, Aiden Misfelt, to Cannon Huss. Huss doubled, out to Aiden. Aiden, sticky fingers to grab that pass that could have been sailing into his own bench. Eddie Mittermeier, he'll take another three, make another three with a man right in his face.
Great shot.
That is the fifth from downtown for Eddie Mittermeier. It's right about what he gets every game. He has 19 points on the night. Lambeck on the floor. Crowd maybe wanted to walk. They'll drop it down. Pank, good position inside Cannon Huss, who didn't want to pick up his third foul. And Pank from low on the right up for two. And that's the first point of the second half. First points of the second half for Whitehall. Keegan Galvez, 16-footer along the left baseline, no good. McDonald scored the first eight of the second half before that basket by the Norse. McCune backing in hard and flips one up from 10 feet out over Aiden Misfels. A lot of contact there. And physical play.
Yep. The crowd wanted to travel first. Didn't get it.
Misfels across the stripe. He's for Jordan Sikora. 44-29 McDonald. 14-11 and counting in this game. Sikora up top to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. Wow. You just don't even have time.
No. He catches the
right
ball
wing.
And it's gone. And it's nothing but net. I don't know how he does it.
47-29. McDonald up 18. Aiden Misfeld steps in front of a pass. Down the lane. Layup. Timeout taken. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. McDonald was down 10 to start the game. They lead by 20 here in the second half. Back after this.
Mardi Gras is back and better than ever at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Mark your calendars for February 11th for the annual Mardi Gras fundraiser, complete with a delicious Cajun-style buffet, casino games, live jazz music, and more. Amazing silent auction items are up for grabs, as well as $4,000 in cash prizes. Support our schools and enjoy a fun night out with friends. Seating is limited. Buy your tickets today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Sponsored in part by Bargain City and Mycon Cinemas.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Eddie Mittermeier has hit 6 3-pointers tonight, has 22 points. McDonald leads 49-29 over Whitehall. High on the left side, Braden Lazowski. Pass almost bobbled up top by Lambeck. Back to Lazowski. And fake just inside the arc left corner. He'll loop it up top. Firing a pass into the post. Cannon Husk got a paw on it for a moment, but Pank able to take it away. Goes up strong. Finish and the foul.
Put that one on Miles.
Colton Pank. That is the first whistle on either team here in the second half. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your very best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. CVOSM.com/WOGO. Free throw is long, but an offensive rebound by McCune. McCune floats one up and in from 8 feet. Nifty move in the paint. Right before that free throw, Cooper Mittermeier came into the game for McDonald. They lead 49-33. So a four-point possession for Whitehall, and that's a good way to get back into this one.
Well, Whitehall is going to man-to-man defense. We'll see what McDonald can do against this.
Aiden Misfelt comes up for a pass near midcourt. Drops off for Cannon Huss. And Huss called for a travel on the right wing. Carter Stelter will now come in. And Cannon Huss will get a break with 12:55 left. Well, fresh, never-frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. Or?
The Mushroom and Swiss.
That's Making Mark's choice. There you go. Get custard and cheese curds to go along as well. Thank you to Corey and the crew at Culver's of Lake Halley, one of our great supporters. Chi High McDonald Athletics, Culver's of Lake Halley. Lambeck falling away from 15 feet right wing. Looked like he wanted to pass the ball.
Yeah.
No one came to help, and so he took kind of an angled jumper there. Six straight for Whitehall, 49-35 McDonald. Aiden Misfelt picked up his dribble near midcourt. Eddie Mittermeier comes to get it, also near the midstripe. Mittermeier now right down the lane. Skies! Flip to the cup. Beautiful kiss off the rim.
He was had a full head of steam there, and nobody got in his way.
24 for Eddie Mittermeier. McCune to Lambeck. Lambeck left side. Lazowski for three. Good. Left wing three, Braden Lazowski, his second from downtown, 51-38. Whitehall clamoring a little bit closer here. And Mittermeier got bumped a couple times and finally sent to the floor, and a foul called on McCune. And he was stumbling even as he raced across midcourt. Asher Lazowski will come in. Pank will sit. Bigley back in for Whitehall and coach Tyler Peterson. Well, it's time. Time to call Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. Eddie Mittermeier for another three. That one just off the mark on the front rim. Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating, again, free estimates, 839-0707, 839-0707, or Rizgalla.com. That's Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating. Whistle in the backcourt and a foul on the Max. That's Asher, the first on Asher Rozowski, team second, 51-38. It's a 20-point game moments ago. Now a run here from the Norse. Kick out right corner. Good look at a three there. Rattle it through. Luke Bigley. That's his first. And a whistle afterward.
Basket counted.
Basket counted. Then a whistle on McDonald.
Mittermeier for a rebound foul.
So the basket will count, making this a 10-point game, and Whitehall will get the ball underneath the hoop. McEwen will inbound. Quick jumper, and that one's swatted by Miles Flanagan, but a foul with 11:32 left.
Miles just picked up his third.
That's the team's fourth, so foul's becoming an issue here for the Max, as that 20-point lead has been cut in half. And Braden Lazowski at the foul line rolls through the first. Cannon Huss will come in for Miles Flanagan. 51-42, McDonald. Lazowski now taking his second, and it's good as well. This Norse team saw their early 10-point lead blown, but now they're trying to make McDonald blow a 20-point advantage in the second half. 51-43, 8-point game. Cannon Huss into the lane, bumped just inside the foul line. He'll float one to Eddie Mittermeier, right corner. Eddie picked up by McEwen. McEwen knocked it off, and Mittermeier out of bounds. 11-14 left. And now the officials stopping play for something. Maybe they're pointing to the McDonald bench.
A bench warning or something, I don't know.
...11-12 left, 51-43 the Max. Zowski in the backcourt, floats a dangerous pass that Cannon Huss intercepts. Huss down the lane, goes hard to the rim, up and in for two. Huss' his first basket in the second half. 53-43, and McDonald lead back to 10. Now McEwen going hard right by Huss and up and in for two.
Now they know Cannon's not going to probably step in front of that.
Still just an 8-point game and a lot of time left in this one. 53-45 the Max, 10:38 left. These two teams leading their respective conferences, the Western Clover Belts and the large Dairyland. Asher Rozowski on the floor with the left hand, almost a walk. Eddie Mittermeier for three, left wing. Oh, he knew it! Barely rippling the net. And a timeout taken by Coach Adams, shilling his team up by 11. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Well, don't miss Mardi Gras at McDonald, back and better than ever. Mark your calendars for February the 11th for the annual Mardi Gras fundraiser, complete with a delicious Cajun-style buffet, casino games, live jazz music, and more. Amazing silent auction items up for grabs. $4,000. Not kidding, $4,000 in cash prizes. Support our schools and enjoy a fun night out with friends. Midwinter Mardi Gras here at McDonald. Seating is limited. Buy your tickets today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. If you would like to get those raffle tickets, buy them in person here at the school. Sponsored in part by Bargain City and Mycon Cinemas. It's Midwinter Mardi Gras here at McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson at the Wogo Studios in Halley. Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew here on site. 11-point lead for the Max after Eddie Mittermeier hit another three-pointer and forced the timeout. Cannon Huss steps into a passing lane and will knock one out of bounds.
McHugh tried to fire that one down low.
Eddie Mittermeier unofficially with 27 points now. Inbounds stolen by Cannon Huss. This time he says, I'm not going to tip it. I'm just going to snatch it. Huss just inside the right arc. Out to Asher Rozowski. Wide open for three. Straight on.
Oh.
Popped in and out. Good looking shot for Rozowski. Just wouldn't go down. And saved inbounds. Cooper Mittermeier to Cannon Huss. Cooper was falling out of bounds, trying to knock it off a Whitehall player who danced out of the way, but Cannon Huss, again, those sticky hands. Now Eddie Mittermeier, show and go, to the rim, kiss, high off the window, he's got 29.
Beautiful move by Eddie.
58-45 the Max, 30 seconds away from the halfway point here in the second half.
Step
and stepping
bounds
on the end line, McCune. McDonald doing a good job using that extra defender. Aiden Misfelt will come in for Carter Stelter. Hank back in for Whitehall.
9:28 left here. See if we can't keep this offensive score going.
Aiden Misfelt races across the timeline, shoots Asher Rozowski, left corner, straddling the arc. Out to Cannon Huss. Huss for three. That one well short from the right wing. 9:15 left, 58-45, McDonald. And their 20-point lead cut to as little as 8 here in the second half. Left side, McCune in front of his own bench with Cooper Mittermeier picking him up. McCune driving baseline, almost stepped on the end line again to Bigley. Bigley for three, too strong, rebound, Eddie Mittermeier in the right corner. Eddie now will hold, slow it down a little bit. Landbeck will pick him up in the backcourt. 8:54 to play, 58-45 McDonald here on their home floor. It's the 10-3 Whitehall Norris. McDonald 15-1 on the season. Aiden Misfelt bounces one to Cannon Huss. Beautiful sliding bounce pass to Eddie Mittermeier to the cup. He's got 31, and the dime drop from senior to senior.
Great assist by Cannon.
60-45 McDonald. Three left corner. Taking it, making it. Preston Schroeder. Looked like pretty good defense there by Aiden Misfelt, but just a little bit better shot by Schroeder. Now a long alley-oop that's swatted and stuck between the rim and the backboard. As Cannon Huss had his shot missed, and then it swatted right up into the rim and stuck there.
Should be jump ball.
Officials conferring for a moment.
Yep.
And yep, now they got it. Jump ball possession will go to Whitehall with 8:17 left in a 12-point game.
I don't know if Coach Schilling wanted basket interference on that or what, but
I think it was the right call.
Yeah, oh exactly. Yeah, like, it gets jammed up in there.
And from Whitehall went up high, that's for sure.
Yeah.
McCune up top. Both Mittermeier's on him. McCune now backing down inside the right elbow. Beautiful bounce pass down low and sneaking along the baseline for two is Preston Schroeder, senior to junior, and a good look there to make it a 10-point game, 60-50. Eddie Mittermeier will reach in by Schroeder in the backcourt, knocked out of bounds. He'll stay here with McDonald. I think Eddie was saying they got a little piece of me.
I would think so, too. I mean, it's no such thing as a reach foul. You got to have some body, and that looked like body, but.
Eden Misfelt to Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. Cooper Mittermeier pulls it back to Cannon Huss in that right corner against Bigley. Huss blows it all the way across the floor. Two-handed catch going up high. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt driving down the lane. The C's part. Nice. Aiden up for two with the finger roll.
Beautiful drive by Aiden.
Aiden Misfelt with 10 points. 62-50 McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier will step in front of a pass from Landbeck and knock it out of bounds.
George Cora back in. Cooper out. Good minutes here by Cooper.
Kuhn to inbound. Throws near midcourt. That's Lambeck. On the left side for Preston Schroeder. Out to Bigley, who's not afraid to shoot from beyond the arc. To McCune. McCune pull up from 16. Left wing just outside the elbow. Devin McCune, and running out of space for him in the scorer's book. 62-52, 10-point lead for McDonald. Jordan Sikora, left corner. Shoots it up top. Cannon Huss. Huss crosses over on Bigley. Spins into the lane. Pumps. Beautiful look at the rim, and it just wouldn't quite go down. What a nice move by Cannon Huss. Hitting his man in the air. Long pass ahead to Pank. Kick out Bigley. Bigley into the corner. Lambeck. Lambeck back out to Bigley high on the left. For McCune. In a 10-point game with 6:36 to play. 62-52 McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier has half of McDonald's 62 here tonight. Lambeck holding. Still holding, finds McCune. McCune pull up, that one's well short. From the foul line, Aiden Misfelt tracks down the rebound.
Aiden can take this one up.
Misfelt calling for a screen from Huss. And a timeout taken by Coach Schilling. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half, 6:15 remaining. McDonald with a 10-point lead here at home. And they'll have possession moving right to left. Eddie Mittermeier for Keegan Galvez.
Whitehall's only got one foul on him.
Nice pass down low. Cannon Huss over the leaping Bigley for two. And that was a great look. Huss cut along the baseline and a laser up top from Aiden Misfels.
Yes, great look.
Cannon Huss now flirting with double digits. He has nine. A good look on the opposite side, though, by Whitehall. Comes right back as Pank got position inside Huss, who again doesn't want to get in foul trouble here. It's a 64-54 game. Huss up top. Beautiful Euro step down the lane. Shove from behind.
Yep.
And Cannon Huss will earn a trip to the line. Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley. Get the Butterburger, the Mushroom, and Swiss. Those real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar. For his free throw is good. Excuse me, is no good for Cannon Huss. It comes up a little bit short. That's his first miss.
Yeah, he doesn't miss very many from the foul line.
Second attempt for Cannon to get into double digits. And hit the front of the rim and missed a pair. Very rare misses for Cannon Huss. 64-54, McDonald up 10, 5.5 to go. Whitehall with Bigley. Bigley puts it on the floor, pulls up from 10 feet, hits all air. Keegan Galvez with the rebound. Now Cannon Huss with Bigley on him, crosses the timeline. Bigley 6'6 against Huss 6'3. 5:15 to go. Aiden Misfelt. Crossing over, stepping back to Keegan Galvez. Finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier with 31, looking for more. No look pass. Jordan Sikora rotates. Cannon Huss for three. Right wing, front rim, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald.
Good.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Dear St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Timeout taken. We are back in 60 seconds. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
5:01 remaining in this game. McDonald with the basketball, leading 64-54 out of the timeout. Inbounds to Aiden Misfeld. Eddie Mittermeier sitting on 31 points. He's hit 7 threes. His last one was his 75th of the season. 4 whistles against the Max, 2 against Whitehall. Cannon Huss to Aiden Misfeld. Huss gives him a screen. Aiden drives around it. Runner from 10 feet. Book it.
Beautiful.
Aiden Misfeld with 12.
Big floater in the middle.
54. Nice touch there by the McDonald senior here on senior night. Quick take of a three. Air ball, offensive rebound. Bigley hits it off the back rim, and Aiden Misfeld with a rebound and a reach in foul against Whitehall.
On Misalski.
Oh, that went on McDonald. Excuse
what?
Me.
No. No, it went on Misalski.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you said Rizowski.
Lizowski.
Lizowski. There you go. That's the third against Whitehall. Been surprised by a few things tonight, too. So. Aiden Misfeld, and he's bumped by McCune across the timeline, and the fouls even up very quickly. With 4:17 left, and again, some good aggressive defense by Whitehall, and probably knowing they're going to need to make this.
Aiden didn't look like he was
game.
Real happy with that foul, trying to take his legs out a little bit.
Inbounds to Aiden Misfeld. McCune will pick him up right at midcourt at that logo. He'll hand off to Eddie Mittermeier in the backcourt to Keegan Galvez. Galvez flipped to Jordan Secor up top. A whistle and another foul on Whitehall. This one away from the ball.
Call that on Bigley. His third.
That's his third, the team's fifth. So only one foul left to give for the final 4:07 for Whitehall, but they trail 66-54, and you would think would probably be playing the fouling game pretty soon here.
Yeah.
Aiden Misfeld into Keegan Galvez. Galvez backing his man down. Kick out to Aiden Misfeld. Left corner three. That one just a little bit too long. Cannon Huss goes over the back of Bigley. And McDonald, that's their fifth foul and the third on Cannon Huss. 4:01 left.
That was all right, yep. I heard somebody, his family member, saying, "That's all right, Cannon. It was a good hustle foul."
Senior night for McDonald. So good to see a lot of family members for all these McDonald seniors showing up here tonight. Pass along the baseline from McCune. He'll get it back on the left wing. Kick into the left corner. Three on the way. Rattles off the back rim. Rebound, Eddie Mittermeier. He'll pull it out of there. Push ahead to Keegan Galvez. Galvez up. Hard met at the rim. A hard foul by Braden Lazowski. I don't know. That might have been the Keegan throwdown we've been looking for, but Lazowski is going to say nothing easy here with 3:35 left. That's the sixth whistle and the third on Braden Lazowski. Sixth foul on Whitehall, so none left to give, and Keegan will shoot a pair on his senior night. Rims out the first. That's three misses in a row for McDonald. Well, it's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or maybe a jacuzzi, or just finally add that extra bathroom your family has been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate as Keegan Galvez hits that second free throw. Give him 10 points on the night. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. 67-54 the Max, 3:26 to go. Clock rolling here in Chippewa Falls. McEwen up top, between the circles, puts it on the floor with the left hand. At the left elbow, drops down Bigley. Bigley over the top of Cannon Huss, can't get it to fall. Cannon fights down the rebound. Cannon, leave it for Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie across the timeline to Aiden Misfeld. 3:06 remaining.
Eat some clock up.
Aiden Misfeld driving past McCune, hangs and hits. A little contact there, and a hard finish by Aiden Misfeld. Give him 14.
Aiden just doesn't look happy with some of them calls.
69-54, quick three from the right wing by Seth Lambeck. His second. 69-57, McDonald still up 12 with 2:40 remaining. Cannon Huss jogs it over to the right side in front of his own bench against Bigley. Cannon Huss crossing over, down along the baseline, and he bounced it off the end line out of bounds.
Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. In the right corner, Braden Lazowski. They'll work around the perimeter. Lambeck just hit that three. Left side, Kuhn drops it. Gets it back on the left wing. No hesitation on the three. That one clanks off the side of the rim. Keegan Galvez fights it down. Cannon Huss. Huss back to Keegan. Keegan with some steam on the left side. Crosses over down the lane. Throws one up with the left hand, but was hit on the floor first. Either way, it's going to be free throws here for Keegan Galvez, and he will shoot a 1-1.
Yep. 2:01 on the clock.
Don't miss Midwinter Mardi Gras coming up February 11th right here at McDonald Central High School. Over $4,000 in cash prizes for that raffle. Keegan Galvez, first free throw is good. Takes the front end of the 1-1. Get your raffle tickets here at the school. You can also get your event tickets here or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Midwinter Mardi Gras, February 11th. Second free throw, no good. Aiden Misfelt goes high for the rebound, but Bigley just took it away as he bobbled for just a moment. 70-57, McDonald up 13. Minute 50 remaining. McCune, a bounce into the right corner. That's Lambeck. Lambeck against Galvez. For Lazowski with a minute 43 remaining. Not going to allow an open perimeter shot here. McCune pulls up, falling away, rattles another one in.
Timeout.
From about 8 feet out. Timeout taken. And this is a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute. Minute 33 left. McDonald up by 11 over Whitehall on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Second half of our doubleheader, CFM Hockey, knocking off the Eau Claire Area Stars on the road at Hobbs 3-1. Big game earlier, Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan on the call. That podcast available tomorrow at WOGO.com. McDonald hoping for a win here tonight as well, leading 70-59 with a minute 22 left in regulation. Aiden Misfelt picks up his dribble up top, drops for Jordan Sikora, and Sikora fouled from behind by Grant Olson. And with a minute 14 left, it'll be a 1-1 for Jordan Sikora.
Yeah,
he has 2 points, both in the first half.
Waiting for somebody that they think can't make free throws to shoot. I think Jordan might prove them wrong here.
Bigley will sub back in some offense defense for Coach Tyler Peterson and Whitehall. Again, Whitehall 7-0 in their conference. The large Dairylanders tied for first with Melrose Mindoro. They're 10-3 on the season. Jordan Sikora long on the first free throw. And so coming out of there will be the Norris and Devin McCune. McCune leaves for Lambeck. Bigley calling for it. Turns over the top of Cannon Huss and hits a nice jumper from just outside the right block. Bigley now with 7 points. 70-61. McDonald leads by 9. 53 seconds left. Time running out for Whitehall. They're going to need some McDonald misses in the free throw line. Eddie Mittermeier is not someone you want to foul. They may have to, though. Coming out on Mittermeier is Braden Lazowski. Crossing over on him is Eddie. Eddie hit hard in the face. Near midcourt again, incidental, but Eddie just trying to dribble this one out. He got it all the way down to 37.6. But Mittermeier, yeah, took a hand or a forearm or something right across the nose and eyes.
He's getting trapped pretty good up here. There was going to be some contact along the way.
So 31 points for Eddie Mittermeier. This is his first free throw attempt here in the second half. And it's perfect. What else would you expect from the 83% foul shooter? 71-61 McDonald. Second attempt coming here for Aiden, or excuse me, for Eddie. And he notches a pair. Running out of room for Eddie as well. 33 points on senior night for Eddie Mittermeier. 72-61.
Bigley right side will drop it into the corner. Good closeout by Galvez prevents a three. Bigley over Cannon Huss. Huss, good challenge. Shot somehow falls through for Bigley.
Another timeout.
Timeout on the floor. A full timeout. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Back to the action here in WOGO Sports and Max TV. Inbounds to Cannon Huss, and Huss is fouled with 22.8 left. And that will give him a chance to get into double digits here. Cannon sitting on 9 points. Again, battled foul trouble and sat for a lot of the first half. 72-63, a chance to make it a double-digit deficit or more for Whitehall, Cannon Huss.
A double bonus here.
He'll stay down on the first. First free throw is good for Cannon Huss. Five in the first half, five in the second for Huss. And it's 73-63 McDonald. Second attempt for Cannon. On the way, and that one hits the back rim.
Whitehall is just going to run out of time here.
Driving along the baseline to Bigley. Bigley pulls up from the baseline. No Cannon Huss, another rebound. Double-digit points. I'd say double-digit rebounds for Cannon Huss. McDonald's leading rebounder with 5 seconds left. Whitehall will pull it back, and on their senior night, McDonald triumphant. They defeat the Whitehall North 73-63 in a game with two teams matched up in non-conference who both have designs on winning their respective conferences. Whitehall falls to 10-4 on the year. They're still tied for first in the large Jerryland Conference. McDonald 16-1 on the season and still 7-1 and tied. Deadlocks with Fall Creek for first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Coming up will be our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Stats, analysis, your WOGO sports highlights, and our conversation with head coach Adam Schilling here on Senior Night. That all ahead. It starts in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe for the shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Mardi Gras is back and better than ever at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Mark your calendars for February 11th for the annual Mardi Gras fundraiser, complete with a delicious Cajun-style buffet, casino games, live jazz music, and more. Amazing silent auction items are up for grabs, as well as $4,000 in cash prizes. Support our schools and enjoy a fun night out with friends. Seating is limited. Buy your tickets today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Sponsored in part by Bargain City and Micon City.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
This is the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, it was the conference leaders or co-conference leaders of the Western, or excuse me, of the Large Dairyland Conference versus the Western Clover Belt Conference here tonight, and McDonald emerges the winner as they defeat the Whitehall North 73-63. Coach Adam Schilling, who we'll talk to in a moment here, his squad now at 16-1 on the season. Whitehall falls to 10-4 as their strong season continues. We'll get your stats and highlights coming up as well. But before we talk with Coach, just your thoughts on a senior night here. This is a senior-laden squad, and I'm sure we'll talk with Coach Schilling about this as well, too. But they went down 10-0 to begin this game as Whitehall was moving the ball very well. They were knocking down their shots, and they're just the McDonald's group did not even blink.
Yeah, and again, there was a lot of back and forth there with McDonald coming back from that 10-point deficit and doing well, and then Whitehall coming back from a 20-point deficit in the second half and pulling within four or five, I believe, and then the Max again not blinking, maybe winking a little bit, not a complete blink, maybe half a blink, but they didn't come unraveled there and maintained, and then got the lead back up. And again, it was a hard-fought game. It really was. It was a pretty physical game, and I'm glad the kids came out of that all healthy and were able to maintain their composure. And, again, the Whitehall is a very good team. They played very well. They got some great athletes on that team.
And Coach Tyler Peterson of Whitehall, before the game, if you heard it on our WOGO pregame show, he compared his team to Fall Creek. And he said, I think we're similar in what we like to do, what we're good at, to that Fall Creek team that McDonald plays here in the Western Clover Belt. And again, that's the lone loss on the season for the Max, and I think Fall Creek may, after seeing this, probably be another step above. But still, this Whitehall team, they've got some shooters, they've got some scorers, they've got some height, some length, and they're not an easy matchup for McDonald to deal with, especially with some of the foul trouble we saw early, as McDonald had to play without their leading scorer, Cannon Huss, for most of the first half.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the kids did a great job there with Cannon sitting on the floor. Carter Stelter coming in, Miles Flanagan coming in. Brady Rubens are putting his minutes in the beginning. I thought he did a great job there in the first minutes on the defensive side. So, again, credit the guys coming off. You had Asher Rozelski coming off the bench. They just did it. They did a nice job. And again, that defense, again, that 2-3 did a really nice job against them. Whitehall struggled with that once they kind of lost their hotness there of hitting the balls early, the baskets. So it was good to see them kids come out of this one, again, with a good win against a very, very good team. Coach Schilling's got to be happy with that. You know, again, just the way the kids played against that athletic of a team.
Well, we'll take a quick two-minute break and talk with Coach Schilling coming up here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Back in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Mardi Gras is back and better than ever at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Mark your calendars for February 11th for the annual Mardi Gras fundraiser, complete with a delicious Cajun-style buffet, casino games, live jazz music, and more. Amazing silent auction items are up for grabs, as well as $4,000 in cash prizes. Support our schools and enjoy a fun night out with friends. Seating is limited. Buy your tickets today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Sponsored in part by Bargain City and Mycon Cinemas.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi-High Hockey with a win tonight, 7-0 over Rice Lake. We also had CFM Hockey in the first half of our doubleheader here on WOGO. Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan on the call as Coach Tony Menard's squad took down the Eau Claire Area Stars on the road 3-1. That game, a big, big victory in terms of seeding, positioning, and the arguments to be made there for CFM getting a high seed in their section. We'll take a quick look at our WOGO sports calendar. Highlights coming up. We'll chat with head coach Adam Schilling when we're able to and get those stats as well. Looking ahead here, next time we'll see this McDonald Max boys team. We've got a bit of a break, and then they'll be on the road the 3rd of February at Cadott. That'll be a 6:55 start next time for Chi-High boys basketball. This Saturday, Mark Halverson on the road at Hudson. So that's this Saturday, the 28th of January, Chi-High basketball on the road at Hudson. Big game, speaking of Hudson, for the Chi-High boys this Thursday. That's our next action on WOGO Sports, as Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvik on the call. That is another huge game in the BRC and a huge game for seeding. Chi-High against Hudson this Thursday at 6:40. And then this Friday night, we'll have McDonald Lady Max basketball. That's a tough game in the conference against Osseo Fairchild. The Thunder, well-coached, always play hard. And Coach Don Cooper and the Lady Max will be taking on Osseo Fairchild right here on WOGO Sports and Max TV this Friday at approximately 6:55. Let's take a look at those stats for both teams. 7 players scored for the Whitehall Norse, 6 for McDonald. Whitehall led by Devin McCune. As per usual, he had 21 points, a team high, and that's right around his season average. Only other player in double digits was Seth Lambeck with 10, but a strong second half for Luke Bigley, 7 of his 9 points, 8 for Braden Lazowski, 7 for Preston Schroeder, and 7 as well for Colton Pank, then 1 for Grant Olson to round out the scoring for the Whitehall Norse. On the other side On his senior night, Eddie Mittermeier canned 7 triples and doubles the number on his jersey. 33 points for number 3, Eddie Mittermeier, on his senior night. What a performance. How about Aiden Misfeld on his senior night? And a lot of these, it's on their senior night as they came to play. Aiden Misfeld, 6 in the first half, 8 in the second, 14 points. Keegan Galvez, his third consecutive game in double digits with 11 points. 10 for Cannon Haas, and Cannon battled foul trouble, but he just battled all throughout this game on the boards, especially. McDonald's leading scorer still finishes in double digits with 10, then 3 for Cooper Mittermeier, and 2 for Jordan Sikora of the Mags. A lot of pictures being taken here on senior nights.
Coach Schilling must be having something going on. He's typically out here rather quickly, but must be something going on that we don't know about.
Well, let's take a listen to the highlights here. This is how the second half sounded on WOGO Sports as McDonald knocks off Whitehall 73-63 in a big non-conference game. This is their second half highlights on the post-class post-game show. Cross-court skip, going up high with a two-handed catch. Aiden Misfeld. Mittermeier leaves it up top for Jordan Sikora. 2 minutes gone by. Mittermeier open for 3. Online! Snap the twine!
That was right on. I love this vantage point we got, Caleb.
All right. We'll start those in a second as Adam Schilling will be joining us in just a moment here again on the post-class post-game show, and then we'll get to those highlights as McDonald on their senior night wins it 73-63. And Coach Adam Schilling joining us here. And Coach, 16th win of the season. This one wasn't easy. We've been remarking about the fact that here on senior night, your squad was down 10-0 right away, and yet you didn't see any flinch, any blink from this team. It was business as usual.
Yeah, I think once we got settled in, we did some good things. It just kind of took us a while to get settled in a little bit. And, we knew that'd be a tough game, and we made a run, they made a run, and I was glad to see that we were able to hold on here for the win.
You talk about those runs in the second half. You were up 20 and saw that whittle down a bit. What would you give to the team as a message saying, hey, we've got to be a little bit more careful not to let some of those leads escape us?
I just think offensively we were out of rhythm most of the night, and then defensively, you know, we just kind of got away from closing out with high hands and gave them some open looks. So just concentrating on all the little things, I think it would be important for us going forward.
And finally, Coach, again, a great homestand here that will finish up against Osseo Fairchild and Bloom before on the road next time we see you at Cadott. But maybe just talk about your seniors. Of course, 4 of your seniors, Eddie Mittermeier, were 33 tonight, but you had 4 seniors with double figures. But the senior group as a whole, we mentioned Brady Rubens are getting the start here tonight and gave you some good minutes. What has this group meant to you?
A lot. I mean, they've really, just the commitment they made all off season and even in the fall, it's been a really fun group to be a part of, and to see them have some success and knowing how hard they work to reach the success is just really rewarding. And again, they're all kids that are going to have a bright future after high school, but what they're accomplishing this year, I think, is something that everybody's going to kind of remember for a while.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the privilege of being on this ride along with you all. We'll see you again in about a week and a half.
Great. Thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling. We'll take a final 60-second break and be back with those highlights here on the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving now, puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow. Haas kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for 3.
He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Mardi Gras is back and better than ever at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Mark your calendars for February 11th for the annual Mardi Gras fundraiser, complete with a delicious Cajun-style buffet, casino games, live jazz music, and more. Amazing silent auction items are up for grabs, as well as $4,000 in cash prizes. Support our schools and enjoy a fun night out with friends. Seating is limited. Buy your tickets today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Sponsored in part by Bargain City and Mycon Cinemas.
McDonald defeats Whitehall on senior night 73-63 before they lock us in the gym. Let's roll through those highlights from the second half. Long cross-court skip, going up high with a two-handed catch. Aiden Misfeld. Mittermeier leaves it up top for Jordan Sikora.
2 minutes gone by. Mittermeier open for three. Online. Snap the twine.
That was right on. I love this vantage point we got, Cale, because that looks so good.
Doubled out to Aiden. Aiden, sticky fingers to grab that pass that could have been sailing into his own bench. Eddie Mittermeier, he'll take another three. Make another three with a man right in his face.
Great shot.
That is the fifth from downtown for Eddie Mittermeier. Don't even have time.
No. He catches the
right
ball
wing.
And it's gone. And it's nothing but net. I don't know how he does it.
47-29. McDonald up 18. Oh, Aiden Misfeld steps in front of a pass. Down the lane. Oh, yeah. And a timeout taken. Straight for Whitehall. 49-35 McDonald. Aiden Misfeld picked up his dribble near midcourt. Eddie Mittermeier comes to get it also near the midstripe. Mittermeier now right down the lane. Skies! Flip to the cup. Beautiful kiss off the rim.
He was had a full head of steam there, and nobody got in his way.
Conferences, the Western Clover Belt and the large Dairyland. Asher Izowski on the floor with the left hand. Almost a walk. Eddie Mittermeier for three. Left wing. Oh, he knew it. Barely rippling the net. Knock it off a Whitehall player who danced out of the way, but Cannon Huss. Again, those sticky hands. Now Eddie Mittermeier, show and go, to the rim, kiss, high off the window. He's got 29.
Beautiful move by Eddie.
15-1 on the season. Aiden Misfeld bounces one to Cannon Huss. Beautiful sliding bounce pass to Eddie Mittermeier to the cup. He's got 31, and the dime drop from senior to senior.
Great assist by Cannon.
60-45, McDonald. Cannon Huss in that right corner against Bigley. Huss flows it all the way across the floor. Two-handed catch going up high. Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld driving down the lane. The C's part. Right. Aiden up for two with the finger roll.
Beautiful drive by Aiden.
It's down the rebound. Cannon. Leave it for Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie across the timeline to Aiden Misfeld. 3:06 remaining.
Eat some clock up.
Aiden Misfeld driving past McCune. Hangs and hits. A little contact there, and a hard finish by Aiden Misfeld. A phenomenal senior night for so many McDonald seniors. The number of times we use the adjective beautiful in the second half, Mark Maloney, because, again, just some great basketball being played by this team. They are now 16-1 on the season. What a phenomenal season, but a lot of work left to be done for this team. They have goals in conference. They have goals in the tournament, and hopefully every single non-conference and conference game, but especially some of these non-conference contests they schedule for themselves, help them get ready for the big show in March.
And the big show is creeping up on us. I mean, it's the end of January here already, and February flies by, and all of a sudden it's playoff time. So they got a lot of basketball to play yet. A couple of makeup games that they've got to make up, and hitting that conference for the second time through. So we'll see how they do, and can't wait to see that Fall Creek game here on this court.
Absolutely. That'll be on Valentine's night. Looking forward to that, but a lot of games in between as well. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley, working a long day on our sister station WWIB on the drive this afternoon, and then board hopping two games for our doubleheader. Thank you to awesome Dawson Halverson back at WOGO's home base. Thank you to Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew. Always honored to partner our Wogo Audio with Max TV, a podcast available later on tonight of this game on WOGO.com. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 73, the Whitehall Norse 63. This has been McDonald Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory,
Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.